Bernie Sanders retracts endorsement of Young Turks Cenk Uygur. By Hannah Blow on December 14, 2019. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, on Friday retracted his endorsement of Cenk Uygur, the Young Turks founder vying for former Representative Katie Hill's, DCA, congressional seat. Sanders endorsed Uygur, who announced his bid for California's 25th congressional district in November, this week. "I'm endorsing Cenk because I know he will serve ordinary people, not powerful special interests," Sanders said in a statement touted by Uyghur's campaign. "He is a voice that we desperately need in Congress and will be a great representative for CA25 and the country." Sanders praised the congressional hopeful's advocacy of Medicare for all, emphasizing that Uygur believes that healthcare is a human right, not a privilege. "He understands that climate change is an existential threat to our country and the planet, and will fight for a Green New Deal," he added. However, Sanders retracted his endorsement following backlash rooted in Uyghur's past controversial statements. According to reports, Uygur asked Sanders, as well as others who endorsed him, to retract. "Cenk Uygur has been a long-time fighter against corruption. However, our movement is bigger than any one person. I hear my supporters who are frustrated and understand their concerns," Sanders tweeted. "Cenk today said he is rejecting all endorsements for his campaign and I retract my endorsement," he added. The backlash followed the re-emergence of controversial, sexist blog posts penned by Uygur in the early 2000s, one of which focused on the hard and fast rules of dating. He wrote in part, "Rule 1, there must be some serious making out by the third date. If I haven't felt your tits by then, things are not about to last much longer. In fact, if you don't get back on track by the fourth date, you're done. Rule 2, there must be orgasm by the fifth date. No ands, ifs, or buts. If I haven't unloaded by this time, things are intolerably slow. There will be no sixth date to give you a second chance. If you haven't delivered by now, you're done. Rule 3, there must be sex by the second month of dating." As Breitbart News detailed, Uygur said there were exceptions to the rule, but they all involve orgasms. "I'll let you slide if for unseen circumstances we haven't gotten to see each other much, and you have been providing me with some excellent orgasms in the meanwhile," he continued, adding that there are no foreseeable reasons why anyone would slip into the fourth month of dating without sex. He continued, explaining that he was not telling girls to be sluts, but there are bounds of reason, and added that he would much rather go out with a slut than a prude. "If you don't give it up within a normal period of time, you will be eliminated. If you're excellent in bed, you can extend your stay," he wrote, ending his piece by claiming that he was simply relaying a message. Another entry featured Uygur complaining over his lack of sexual activity while living in Miami. "I live in Miami now. There are an incredible amount of outrageously hot women here. In fact, there are more beautiful women here than any other city I have ever seen," he wrote. "The only problem is that after seeing these girls every day and not being able to have sex with them, after a while, you begin to lose your mind," he added. While he apologized for the posts in 2017, the same year he was forced out of the Justice Democrats, many Sanders supporters could not get on board with the endorsement. Uygur said he will no longer accept political endorsements from anyone. He explained, "I can't tell you how much I appreciate the endorsements of Bernie Sanders, Ro Khanna, Nina Turner and local progressive groups that gave me their support. Their stance took real courage in the face of the corporate media and Democratic establishment onslaught. I want to be free of any influence other than the voters of CA25. I will not be beholden to corporations, lobbyists, or special interest groups, and I will not stand by while those groups attack my political allies. That's why I have decided that I will not be accepting any endorsements." Despite his past remarks, Uygur continues to take issue with critiques and claim that his current political woes are the result of an attempt at character assassination by corporate Democrats and media. Uygur claimed victory Friday night, proclaiming that it was his biggest donation day since launch weekend, with donations averaging $23.